This is Eve News Now. We're covering a whole week of Eve News in 4 minutes. Let's go. December 4th. 1,700 ships have died in battle in LGK in Stain. IT and Initiative were driven from the field, but successfully defended YHN and GE-8 in Catch. Stainwagon and allies, however, successfully looted the field. Goons have begun the assault on Fountain in earnest, while IT has left its defense to Pet and Renters. Blade Alliance lost an Aeon to Goons. The pilot, Avon K, chose to self-destruct rather than take the loss. December 5th. Test Alliance, Please Ignore, has joined forces with Stainwagon and AAA. The coalition against the Initiative seems to be getting larger by the day. IT Alliance, on the other hand, is committed to the war against the South's historical holders. Despite a threat to IT's Fountain Holdings and rumors of internal conflict, they've moved Super Capital's fleets to Catch. Goons, on the other hand, are having a field day while IT is out. They've routed the Fountain residents in every battle so far, inflicting heavy morale blows each time. December 6th. The NC failed to defend LXQ from a combined PL and drone Russian fleet. The Northern Coalition lost 200 ships in a devastating loss. YHN's Sov dropped today as Stainwagon killed the iHub. At least two TCUs have been destroyed so far, but it looks like IT and Initiative will hold the system. A Circle of Two Nix fell into a trap when it was baited by a Nidhogger in Stain. December 7th. Systematic Chaos and Nullus Secunda are attempting to open a new front in the huge Southern War. They have reinforced the GQ-2 system belonging to Red Overlord. Time will tell if this has any effect whatsoever on what is quickly becoming one of the largest wars in EVE history. Another Nix died in Stain, this time belonging to Warped Aggression. One would imagine people would stop hot dropping in Stain. YHN was securely in the hands of the Initiative after a failure to keep its iHub alive yesterday. The battle for it was not at all large, but the IT Initiative coalition succeeded. The Russians successfully took back M3-H after a token force belonging to the NC was defeated by Pandemic Legion. December 8th. Stainwagon destroyed both a fleet worth 20 billion ISK and a capital ship assembly array containing a Nix and B-R5 in Amincy today. They took negligible losses and can point to a nearly 98% efficiency in the battle. The news just keeps getting worse for IT, with the rumors of internal leadership problems surfacing on EVE News 24. Martin Van Hood is citing reliable sources inside IT. And if that wasn't bad enough, IT also lost its first system in Fountain today to the Declan Coalition, whose leading member of the Goons are not likely to stop there. December 9th. Recently acquired station systems in Catch of AAA have been hit. All have been reinforced. December 10th. The Southern War continues to spread, with AAA hitting Delve. The Declan Coalition and Stainwagon are widely separated entities, but both share or are near a border with IT. IT has made an enemy of both, and both will likely have a hand in this new invasion. And finally, in CCP news, the second stage of Incursion will be released on December 14th. We'll be getting a dedicated hacking ship, all learning skills refunded, and a neural remap overhaul. Things are looking up. EVE News Now is brought to you by A Merry Life and a Short One.blogspot.com, because I'm freaking awesome. This has been EVE News Now. Special thanks to EVE News 24, CCP, and Dotland.